Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Bill. Tonight's show is all about readings, winter solstice and predictions, and a couple of other subjects that come up. You want to give us a call about any previous readings or anything interesting you want to share with us, any of your experiences, then please give us a call. The Skype number is 347-215-8421. Merry Christmas to everybody. This is our first show since last week, so we're not time to say that yet. I hope you all had a good time. So get yourselves a drink, sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. I hope the show holds up today, don't you?
We cut it pretty fine at the beginning there. Just some crazy stuff's been going down.
Yeah, and the sound keeps getting kind of weird. So, you know, if something happens and we get cut out, we're going to come back, or we're going to try to come back like we usually do. But everybody, just bear with us because the stuff is being all creepy today. It's being weird today.
Yeah, I want you'll have to bear with me as well because I'm feeling a bit under the weather
right
today. Just in case I get a bit forgetful or I don't answer, it's because I'm in a world
asleep.
Of my own. I've slipped into another dimension.
We'll wake you up. We'll punch you.
Thanks. Well, the good news is the world didn't end.
Well, we knew that wasn't going to happen.
Is it good news, though? Just in some people's eyes, maybe not. But then again, next thing will probably come up is that people will say, well, it's out of sequence. It's going to be in January or February because of the Gregorian calendar with the leap years and that. You know, like we said, we discussed it last week. I'm not ruling it out, but hey, we got our prediction right, though.
Yay!
So, you know.
I want to see if my prediction about Taco Bell comes true, about Taco Bell and them coming up with some sort of a dish that has tortillas and meat and cheese and sauce that you can put on a plate.
Yeah, I didn't really understand that. Would I have had to have been to Taco Bell to understand that?
No, it's just a joke. It's
okay.
Because everything at Taco Bell is tortillas, meat, and cheese.
Right. I haven't gotten it here, so, you know.
I know. There's no...
All I've got here is McCrumpet and the tea room.
The pea room?
The tea room.
You didn't say that.
I did say the tea room.
You said the pea room. You got your letters confused. So I hope everybody had a great Christmas yesterday. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you, you know, the kids were so excited about everything and so ungrateful.
That's good to hear.
I know. They're very...
Well, you know what happens, you know. Maybe they won't get so much next year.
I know, and they were fighting over what you got them. They were fighting over that.
Oh, that bag of sprouts?
Yeah. Exactly. You know, I'm thinking that, honestly, I was thinking about storytellers and about how we don't really have too many storytellers anymore, or at least, you know, storytellers per se. And I think that next week we should have a show about, of course, the same old stuff, but storytelling. I want people to tell us some stories. I want people to
fictional.
It doesn't matter. They can be magical. They can be truthful. But whatever it is, I want them to be stories. I want people to be spinning some yarn. That would be fun. I can spin some yarn. Now people just call storytellers liars.
If it's fiction.
Exaggerators. People that exaggerate.
You know what I was actually thinking the other day? You know, Punch and Judy?
Mm-hmm.
How violent that is. I just realized like the other day, I remember what, you know, seeing a Punch and Judy show when I was a kid, and it's like hit the baby and all this stuff and beating his wife. I was no wonder I grew up as I did and I turned out how I have, you know.
I don't even, that's such a loaded statement.
Yeah, that's not, apart from being dropped on my head when I was younger, but.
Everybody was dropped on their head.
Yeah.
I'm dropped on my head every day.
Metaphysically.
You
know, I was, what?
Nothing. Nothing.
Okay, well, you know, I mentioned, was it last week, about Instagram now saying that they can use your photos any way they want, they edit them, distribute them, and charge people money for your photos that you've uploaded, and you get the only way to opt out was to delete your account by January the 26th, I think. Well, something seems to be going on now. I've just got to give an update on that, because when they're bringing it up, they seem to be backtracking a bit.
Yeah.
And saying, no, that's not what we said. But something's going on with the courts now. Facebook is vowing to defend Instagram and its photo sharing service, which is facing a civil lawsuit for changing its terms of service and breaching its contract with users. The social networking website defended the popular photo application, saying the complaint was without merit. A class action lawsuit was filed in a San Francisco federal court last week, calling on the court to bar Instagram from changing its rules. But, I mean, further down, it says, I want to be really clear. Instagram has no intention of selling your photos, and we never did. We don't own your photos. You do, said the statement. What? That's not what they were saying the other day.
Right.
So, I don't know. If it wasn't, then why are they being taken to court for changing their rules,
Yeah, people are upset. People are mad, and so they're backtracking.
That's why I didn't join up in the first place, because, in their terms and agreements, it says that they can edit your photos and do what they want with them anyway. But now it was brought up that I'm actually making money off your photos. So I don't think it's best to say we're both together.
Probably. Also, the chat room is open if people want to go in there. We got the chat room finally open. And But remember, the show was run on Skype. Skype is being real shady right now. So.
Yeah, I just missed like a bunch of what you said. So,
you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody, just bear in mind now. We got some calls. We got a lot of people in queue. So let's take a call. Let's take a call and see how people are doing after Christmas. Now, if anybody is calling for a reading, remember we're doing short sample readings, something brief and simple. But let's take this call. We got a caller from 608. 608, this is Broken Earth, Nunu and Bill. How can I help you? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi. How are you? I hope you all had a great Christmas.
Yes, thank you.
We did.
Good. Well, I do have a really specific question, so I'm hoping you guys can give me some insight.
Sure.
My boyfriend broke up with me like a week and a half ago, and I'm just wanting to know if he's going to end up reaching out and trying to reconcile.
What's his name, or what does he go by?
His name is Josh, but people will call him Jay, too.
Okay. And what do you go by, dear?
Jordana. That's my
Jordana?
Name.
Jordana? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Hold on just a moment. Let's get you through this doorway. That's very interesting.
What?
Okay. Basically, I do see that the doorway with you and Jay is still open, but
okay.
I'm not seeing him standing in the door. So I'm like, Jay, what's going on with that? So let me see what's going on with him. I really do want to see what's going on with him, because sometimes if I see something like that, it's because he's doing something, but he knows he's going to come back. It's like he's saying, hold on a minute, I'll be right back, and you're just waiting in the doorway for him to invite you in. So, but hold on, let me see what's going on with you. Hold on just a moment, real quick. And
okay.
Hold on just a moment, let's see. All right, now, in spite of bitter experiences, he returns.
Bitter experience?
Well, you got a bitter experience going on. You broke up.
So. Yeah, because of his mother.
I know it is his mom. And I was going to say there's an upside down empress. And so,
oh, yeah.
And it says there will be big changes. You win him back over, but there's still stacks of issues. And it says the issues are tradition, which is basically the way that things are supposed to look. Our guides are saying that you know him well. There's still going to be conflict, but you guys still have this really good connection. Like there's things that you both want that are similar, and he really does care about how you feel. But remember, his head, it's like his mind is upside down. A lot of this also looks like it has to do with finances, but I'm going to tell you something. There's tons and tons of coin cards here, and coins are also, they're not necessarily always about money, but a lot of times they're about the things that are important to you guys, like how you grew up, or if there's a huge difference between the two of you guys. So I do see a rekindling, but we do need to talk at some point later, if you want to get a regular reading or whatever, when we actually see this coming together, because there's some things that need to be repaired. And whenever you get to a place where you split and you have a rekindling, you can't do things the way you did them before, because you're just going to end up in the same spot. So now there's going to be some stickiness, a little bit of what we don't like doing, which is a little game playing, but it's not that you're being manipulative. You're just trying to figure out how to maneuver things to make things happen. Now, as far as when, there's going to be some changes in the coming months. It only looks like it's just like maybe a week or two away. So he'll be back. He'll be back. But just sit back and don't do anything. Don't do anything. Just sit back and let us know how you're doing. Okay, Jordana?
Oh, so I should communicate with him? I haven't talked to him at all.
No, leave him alone. He'll be back. He'll be back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't
all right,
don't do
well,
anything
thank you
in particular.
So much.
No problem. We'll talk to you soon. Okay,
thank
dear?
You. Here
okay,
you
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She sounded like she had a lot of energy.
I know. Very, very, very peppy. Very wonderful. Very exciting. Very good feel. Very good vibe. She'll be all right, but, you know, it's still... Still got to do some fixing. Let's take one more caller, and then we'll talk about our topic.
Righty, right.
Okay. We got a caller at 919. 919,
hi.
This is Broken Earth. Nunu and Bill,
hello.
How can we help you?
Hi, happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Well, share with us what's on your mind today.
I have a relationship question.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I, a long-term boyfriend, have been broken up for the past 8 months. We were together for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, we're in communication, but we haven't seen each other. And I would love for us to see each other. And I'm really intuitive when it comes to him. I mean, I know what's going on, like things... One day I was like, I should just call him to go to the movies. And then I talked to my best friend, and he had called her around the same time I was thinking that to go to the movies, like things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep on feeling he's, you know, right there and ready to make the move, but it has yet to happen.
Okay. Hold on just a moment. Okay. Let me see why he's... Hold on just a moment, dear. Hold on just a moment. There's just something kind of... I just saw something kind of interesting, and I just wanted to see what this is all about. Hold on just a moment. Okay. All right. Whoa, okay, so what is he? Okay. Now, okay, you two, just like the last caller, I mean, it's a different situation, of course, but I do see this thing that looks like you guys are coming back together. I'm just really concerned about the timing. And also, I wanted to ask you a question. Is there anyone in his life, like a father or an uncle or just a really good guy friend, that is ill?
You know, we haven't talk about that kind of stuff, but when you said that, I'm pretty intuitive, and it's his, one of his best friend's father. I don't think his father, I don't think Todd's father would be ill right now, but this other guy's father. Maybe.
Okay. Okay, because what I'm seeing actually happen is, now, first off, you got to remember that, I really do believe he still cares for you very deeply. And it's not just concern. It's something else. But there seems to be, like for some reason, he's holding back. He's holding back. Also, when I look at your cycles, there's something that happened with you. And whenever I talk about cycles, I'm talking about the time between July of 1 year and July of the next. There's something that was going on with you last cycle, which is where you guys split, and it looks like your life, there was something that was going on with your life personally, that was changing. And he just sort of like lost it. Like he couldn't maintain. Like anyway, there's going to be something that happens with this important man in his life. And when that happens, it's like you guys snap back into place. That's going to be your bridge. But in the meantime, I see you guys still talking. I still see you guys close, but it kind of seems like something needs to happen for him to get to a place where he just realizes the genuine value of, and I know this is going to sound kind of weird, and I hope I'm not off base, but almost the genuine value of humanity again, or people. Like there's just something going on with him where it seems like he's going through like there's a bitter undercurrent. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, he
okay.
was diagnosed as terminal, and he was okay for the first year, and then after that, he just kind of slipped. But by the way, I mean, he's lived, he's beaten the odds. It's been 5 years.
Right. Okay. So, but I do see you guys snapping back into place, but it's almost like something has to trigger him to really, really realize that he needs to grasp this and not just let it just be floating.
Okay.
Okay. It looks like it's more process than actual timing, unfortunately. Like I was able to tell the last person, yours looks like it's something that just kind of, it's sort of lingering, you know. But I'm not seeing it going on for years or even months and months and months and months, you know. It definitely looks like it may be a couple of months. So, but I do see things finally snapping back in place. Okay?
Okay. Great.
All right,
by the way,
dear.
I want to tell you, I love storytellers, and I live in the South. So every once in a while, when you're around someone's Southern grandma or great grandma, you get some great stories.
Yeah. So I hope you'll be listening next week, and maybe you'll have some stories of your own. Now, hopefully, I can get one of my good storyteller friends, who's also a very, very good reader, to call in and talk with us. And if you really like Southern stories, if you go back and you listen to our Halloween show, the show that was actually on Halloween, you'll hear Leslie. Her name is Leslie Sanders, or Leslie Sharkey Sanders, and she's hilarious. So I think that there's something that you may like if you got to listen to that archive show.
I'll go do that then.
But thank you so much for calling and listening. Thank you so much, and have
thank
a good
you.
One, okay? All right,
you
dear.
Too.
Thank
Bye.
You.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Please excuse my sniffling, if you can hear me sniffle.
Oh, you know what? The last show, I sounded like, I don't know what I sounded
something
like.
Something
like
a truffle.
But it was just, it was, and I was like, oh my, when I was listening back, it's very annoying. Whenever I hear somebody sniffing and all that, I just want to yell, blow your nose. But,
let
you know.
Me just say, as some people have trouble logging into the chat room, underneath the actual audio player for the show, underneath that, there should be a little chat room box there. If it's not showing up, refresh the page, and you can actually log in. Towards the bottom, it should say log in or sign up. You can actually log in, and it should give the option to sign in with Facebook, and then you can join in the chat there.
Right, so you can actually talk and not just listen, because
no doubt.
When you log in as a guest, they don't let people talk. So
yeah,
something nice for you guys to think about.
But to be fair, it took me a while to get in tonight. I had to go to the sign up page because it wouldn't give the Facebook option. So if you click on sign up, and it'll give the option there anyway. Log in with Facebook, Twitter, or you know.
Yeah, I think it's just being difficult. Well, let's take a quick break, And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, our topic, and we're going to take a couple of more callers. We have a lot of people, so we're going to get to everybody. We'll get to everybody, but just bear with us a moment. And remember, this is Broken Earth. This is Broken Earth Radio Show, and we will be back in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
We're back.
Yeah. I sounded like a bit like a hype man at the end of that last segment there.
Like a what?
Hype. Hype man. Never mind.
I don't even know what that is.
A little bit later on, I want to talk about peripheral vision and peripheral anomalies.
Let's talk about them now.
What? Oh, that's right. Okay.
Don't look at me sideways.
No, you. No. Well, you really want to do this now?
Sure.
You want to lay it out for everybody?
The thing is, I have been going nuts. I've been going nuts lately, and I'm like, maybe I just need more sleep. I'm not sure what it is, but I have just my peripherals have just been
Yes.
Yeah, I've been seeing constantly seeing. Things, you know, and I'm just oh my goodness, what is that?
You see, it can be explained as I think most people have seen things in their peripheral vision. Like, what was that, you know? Oh, nothing, I'm just tired. It is one of the explanations, which could be right, before I go on to the other part of it. It could be down to tiredness, but I also believe that with that could come that your mind, the brain waves are changing into a more sleep state, and your mind is changing, and it's picking up on different things you wouldn't normally do. Your brain's starting to get into a different mode, so you're seeing things probably more in a psychic way, because your conscious mind is shutting down as if it's ready for sleep, and
right.
Your the other side of you, which you'd probably be emerging into your astral side, is probably coming forward more. It depends how sleepy you are, but I believe that, you know, these things you could be seeing while you're tired, an explanation could be that you are tired, but that doesn't necessarily mean there isn't things there.
Right.
Now, I've seen a lot of things, and some of them get quite profound. Like sometimes, I mean, you've probably seen this, you think you saw like something scurry across the floor.
Right.
Like a big spider or something, but you know there's nothing there. And when there is a spider there, you know there's a spider there. I saw something the other night, one of those things that looks like a spider running across the floor. But not only that, it seemed to jump about a foot in the air and then land back in the same spot again, which doesn't sound normal. There's a lot of different things I've seen, so I've not really discussed it with a lot of people about what's been seen, but I actually saw a black triangle. Sorry, no, a black rectangle on the wall, probably about a foot long by about 4 inches high, like flickering.
Right.
On my white wall, as if it was like a black lamp of some sort, you know, with a faulty connection. But the problem is, if you look directly at the things in your peripheral vision, it won't be there anymore. So if you want to develop it and you see something, don't automatically look straight at where the object is coming from. Keep it in your peripheral and try and exercise that part of your mind and your eyes to actually watch it.
Right.
From the side of your vision.
What a great suggestion.
Because that's what I've done. I've done that naturally because it's happened over years. And actually was watching a program with somebody called Matt Todd on, and that's actually what he suggested. But that's the technique I was using anyway, just from my own experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like I'd be sat in my living room, and then this, it can be difficult sometimes not to move your eyes, especially when it's like what I saw was a figure, probably about 6 foot tall, walk out of the bedroom, then walk to the side of the city where I sat, and then stop next to me and actually make a noise. That can be difficult not to look directly at it or run away, but you do see some interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of blue orb-shaped objects which seem to be flickering or shimmering with specks of silver in it. And I believe, now I read somewhere that this is some sort of other being presence, not necessarily a human presence, but something looking into this area. It can also be accompanied by a high-pitched ringing in one of your ears,
right,
which is also an indication of a presence of somebody or
right.
something. Now, this Matt Todd was mentioning that if you see a black orb, probably about the size of a golf ball, with like electricity around it, I believe that's a human being using remote viewing to look in at what you're doing.
Wow. That is, I mean, seriously, you know, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm sorry to interrupt you.
All right, go
but
ahead.
Sometimes, okay, sometimes when I'm doing readings for people, and you know, sometimes I talk to the same people every day, and you know that. I talk to the same people day in and day out, or sometimes there's even people that I'll talk to for just like an extended amount of time for, you know, not maybe, like there's some people I've talked to every day for years, and then there's some people that I talk to every day for like maybe a few months. But when somebody gets to a point where they are obsessively getting readings, sometimes it's difficult to see the truth. It's difficult to still peer into the situation. You have to try to find different angles to take because our guides, and we all have them, will start to put up a shield. And the thing is, I always tell them, if I'm talking to some girl named Sue about a guy named Joe, I'll tell her, Sue, Joe knows what we're doing. Joe doesn't know what we're doing, but Joe knows what we're doing. And it's interesting that somebody was saying that dot is a message. It's a way for someone to know, like someone can actually look into the side and they can see themselves being watched.
Yeah.
And that's actually incredible. It's incredible. But just remember, and this is just an aside, and I'm sorry but I have to say it. Whenever you get a prediction, let things happen. And I know that it's difficult because you want things to happen, and sometimes we become obsessed, there's things that are just so important to us. They start to take over the mind and become a dominant thing, and it's hard to do things for yourself. Take care of your kids, go to work, eat, bathe, whatever. But the thing is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how sick you get because you still have to wait. So, go on ahead and let things happen so that you're not boring a hole into somebody's peripheral. That's actually very amazing. Go on ahead. I'm sorry. Go on.
And, that's interesting.
It is.
There's now, you did mention something else as well. I only saw it a couple of days ago, you see, and I was glad for it to be brought up about the peripheral vision, because it's not, see, that's a lot of what I'm talking about now is stuff that I just discovered myself over a couple of years, and it's not something I've particularly delved into and looked into that much, because it's just one of those things, peripheral vision. It's something that happens through your life and you don't think anything about it. It's like when, probably about 4 years ago, I suddenly realized I could see energies coming from things. And it had always been there. But because I'd always been, it's what I've always seen, I just didn't pick it up. It's...
Right.
It's like with auras, I can see auras, not always colors and that. But what you have to do is look past the object they're looking at. Don't look, if you want to put my personal way of looking at an energy around my own hand or something, is for it to be in a low lit room.
Right.
To have your hand probably about a foot and a half away from you, maybe 2 foot, I suppose it doesn't really matter. I suppose you can't get more than like 3 foot away from you unless you cut your arm off.
I can get 10 feet away.
Can you?
Yeah.
And of course the law as well, the long arm of the law. Anyway, but if you look just like past your fingers, just relax your eyes and look through your fingers.
Actually,
you can either do it that way, or you can actually look just above at the tip of one of your fingers and look at that area. So once again, it's like in your peripheral.
Right.
Because the center of your eye lets in a lot more light, I believe. I hope I got that the right way around. Lets in more light. But it's one of the good things to practice, because I used to do that in low light and like just be there for about an hour just looking at the energies and molding the energies with my hands, using the chi. And I think it is worth keeping an eye out for stuff in your peripheral visions, and do your best not to look at it. And you might see some unusual things. I was sat here, and in the peripherals of my vision, there was somebody stood in the bedroom waving at me. Remember when I told you about that?
Yeah, I do.
A few weeks before, I'd seen the image, or I sensed the presence of a young schoolboy, like dressed in old clothes. And I thought, is that real, or is, you know? And anyway, there was this short looking thing waving to me from the bedroom, and because I didn't look at it directly, I could observe it for about 5 or 10 seconds with the arm going back into this white misty object, just saying, "Hey, look at me, I'm here." And
Didn't we do a reading one time?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to get on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God, didn't you? Didn't you do a reading one time about this? Because you picked up on the same thing.
It was a little boy, and there was a dog.
Yeah, and only that, my dad came in here, who was also psychic, and I hadn't told him about it, and he picked up on the little boy as well. So that's three people on three separate occasions not knowing about it. Picked up on the same thing, and he picked up on a dog and a woman. Sometimes I see the face of the woman in my TV.
Well, this is definitely something that we've got to do a really good show on.
Well, that's it. I'm finished now. I'm out of information.
Well, we'll do some more research on it, because it's something that you're going to be studying, and we'll be studying those things together. But let's take a caller. We have a couple of questions in the chat too, but let's take a caller. We have somebody that's been on hold since before the show started. So
shout out to Karina.
Hello, Car. It's nice to see you. Okay. Caller at 443. This is Broken Earth. It's Nunu and Bill. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Happy holidays to everyone.
You too.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much. Well, how can we help you?
I had a question. I wanted to get a reading on my relationship with my sisters.
Okay.
I wanted to see if it's going to get better, because right now it's been like a disturbing energy, and yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me see. What I'm going to do is, because, you know, this is something that's a very deep question. What I want to do is I just want to see if there is a general issue, and we can kind of get you at least framed in the right direction to take when you're dealing with them at this point, okay? But hold on just a moment. And also, what's your name, or what do you go by?
My name is Felicia.
Felicia? Okay. All right. Hold on just a moment, Felicia.
Okay.
And maybe this is something that'll also help out the person in the chat room who's asking the question about her sister, too. This might be able to help that person out as well. Let's see. Okay, we've got the Hanged Man and the Star. Well, that's positive. That's really positive. Okay, now you got three sisters?
Yeah, there are three sisters playing a role in my life right now. Yeah.
Okay, all right, hold on just a moment. And it says, be on your guard with them. There will be progress, because when you have your bittersweet memories. But it does look like there are, there's several things going on here. There's an issue with a guy. There's also something that looks like there's legal problems. These are all things that look like they have really nothing to do with you. I'm going to tell you something. I really actually see what the issue is. There's some fine problems, which means there's some small issues. But the thing is, I want you to think about the hierarchy structure of your family. And I want you to think about who you are today. And I want you to think about who you were when you were younger. And I want you to see that there's something that your sisters are trying to do, because they're suffering in their private lives and their personal world. But because I see you growing and I see you progressing, they're trying to push you down to keep you stunted, so that there's some sort of an order. There's some sort of a pecking order that's still kept. Okay? Now, I know that the issues are larger than this, but this is the core problem. No matter how successful you are, they're still going to try to remind you that you are Felicia that used to, you know, do whatever it is that you used to do. They're never going to, they don't want you to get better than that. And
okay.
One of the things that I also want you to know is that you're being told what you are and what you have to do to kind of keep the peace. You're being referred to as the star, which means you have tons and tons and tons of distant hopes. But you're being told that for a while you need to act as the hangman, which means you just have to listen and watch. And it's unfortunate that you can't share with them, but the thing is, what you share, they're just going to do whatever they can to make you feel like your accomplishments are nothing. Okay.
Right.
So that's just a simple look. And I know that your issues are bigger, but that's just your simple look. Okay.
Okay. Do you see me moving away? Because I currently live with my sisters and the tension is just getting to me recently. You know, yesterday was my birthday and it wasn't a pleasant one, honestly, and
right.
I didn't know whether it was just me, because I'm usually a happy person, and I just know that wasn't my energy, and I just was down, and I know obviously there were things that they did that was down, but I was like, was it me? You know, I was just trying
right.
to be
right.
sure.
Well, Felicia, what I really suggest that you do, because remember, we have very limited time,
mm-hmm.
I suggest that you listen to the show again, or you can add us. Broken Earth Radio Show. You can like that on Facebook, or you can like Psychic Nunu, and we can actually get you some more detailed things for you to focus on. Because what the thing is, sure, you're going to move out, because we know you're not going to live with these people forever. But the thing is, we want to get you moved out as quickly and as safely and as responsibly as possible. So we need to really set a plan and then project, you know, how successful we see that being, okay? Because we want to keep control. We don't want you to just, you know, lose it and do something just crazy and then end up just, you know, having everything dump all over the floor. And then whatever they've set in motion, it's true. You see what I mean? So,
right.
But you know, like I said, just like us on Facebook and, you know, we'll get in touch with us, and we'll set up some way to, you know, to help you get some things accomplished. Okay, dear? It's been really good talking to you, Felicia.
Thank you.
It really has. All right, sweetheart. You hang in there.
Thank you. Broken
All right.
Bye-bye.
Broken Earth Radio Show. That's right.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And also, everybody, if you go up to the top of your radio page where you see the pictures of the show flash by, where it says what the show's about, there is a link there you can press, and it takes you right to our page, and you can like it. And also, Bill is finally building our site. He was supposed to have done this about 2 years ago.
What? Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
But it's getting done. Okay, let's answer a question in the chat real quickly, and we do have somebody else that's been waiting. At 786, there's 2786 people, but there's a 786234, and we'll take that call next. But right now, there's someone in the chat room who's saying that she has a sister and she's having issues, and but every time her sister gets together with her, she wants to talk about the past. Now, the thing is, your sister is having some issues, and hello, Lillian. Your sister is having some issues with forgiveness, and it's very difficult to go through a forgiveness process by yourself. Because, you know, however, it's something that I suggest that you really think about doing. Now, but I'm going to make a suggestion. However, one of the rules of Ho'oponopono is that it can't be pushed on people. It's a Hawaiian forgiveness practice, and it's basically about accepting responsibility for what's happened and, you know, putting that person on stage. It's a vision thing that you do. Put that person on stage and just kind of go through the process of, you know, just, you know, forgiving that person, accepting, you know, saying that you're sorry for the things that you've done. It's a whole big process, and we had a show about it. If you listen to our forgiveness I'm telling people, listen to old shows. But there's a forgiveness show that we've done, and it's been a really, really, really successful show. People are always writing us about it. But that's really what you guys need to work on is forgiveness. And remember, forgive people don't know how to forgive. I know I see so many people, especially on Facebook, they make those little memes that say stuff like, I forgive, but I never forget. And that's not even, that's ridiculous. That's just, you know, it's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is literally accepting what has happened with you in your life based upon pre-agreement and knowing that sometimes things happen to us because there's something that we're supposed to be learning. And so with you and your sister, though, I mean, like I said, it's so deep. I mean, and I know that we can put a Band-Aid on it. Sure, you can tell her, yeah, we can meet up, and you can try to, you know, have her push it to the side and push it to the side. But the thing is, she can't let go of what's happened because she cannot get out of her own butt. You know, she just can't pull her head out of her own butt. She can't do it. And so and she won't do it, unfortunately, because she just only wants to argue with you. It's like she wants to argue. She doesn't want to really let go. She wants to sit back with you and tell you about how much you've hurt her because she's got this victim. She's got a victim stamp on her right now.
Now, question from somebody that I'm going to put to you, if that's okay.
Okay.
Somebody's going through a divorce at the moment. And they've been separated since May. They're both okay with it, but she's lonely at the moment. Now, there's somebody, she wants to know what's if you've seen anything happening for her. And not only that, but she's been talking to somebody who's in a different country, and she's in love with him, but he said he can't give her anything more than friendship at the moment. So she wants to know if that's actually going to go anywhere, and you know what I mean?
Right. Is that the guy in the wheelchair?
No, I think that's something else, maybe.
Hold on just a moment. Let me throw a spread out here real quickly. Hold on just a moment. All right, let's see. Okay. Okay, here she is. She is, as the Empress, she's sitting home. She's on her computer. And she's missing opportunities with this person. He is, there's something about him because his horse is upside down. But anyway, it looks like, but anyhow, it says his head, he's been honest with his coin, and it says that he wavers back and forth, but when the truth is revealed, you already have your judgment. And it says that you win him over, however, he keeps being his own competition, and your guides are saying to leave this place, just stop. Because there's something about him that it's not even about being in a different country. It's not even about that. It's about there's something where he cannot be responsible for your emotions. Because he's just not capable of being responsible for emotions. And plus, you know, there's something going on with this man. There really is something that's going on with him because there's tons and tons and tons of stuff around him. Plus his strength card, which is his health card, is upside down. So, you know, this is a tough one. This is a tough one because it really definitely looks like he cares. It really does look like he cares, but it looks like he's not capable of caring for you. because he's got so many things going on with him. So what we're going to need to do is we're going to need to do a real good reading at some point on the person asking the question, to check out cycles, to look and see where her energy really should be focused, because it seems like being with somebody has taken precedent over her life itself, and it's, you know, she's kind of accepting scraps when she really needs to have you know, more than that.
I think it's something that's going to need to go a bit more in depth off of the show, you know, possibly. So
yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Let's take this caller. Let's take this caller. We got a caller at 443. Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. Where was it? Was 786. Was that the person we were going to be taking? Do you remember? Because there's actually it's 443. 443 is first. There's a couple of people who have slipped past the hour mark, and it looks weird.
Oh, I thought you were pushing the way through the queue.
Oh.
Barging the way in.
Hi, 443. You guys already took my call just recently.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thanks, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. It's 786. It's 786. 786.
Hi, Newton.
Hey.
How are you? This is
Geralda.
How are you?
Oh, Geralda. We're very good. We're good, dear. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was like, no, it's me, my turn. In the background. I'm doing okay. Merry Christmas and Happy
Thank
New
you.
Year, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
My question is very specific. It's a relationship question. John and I are still together, but the question is, he went away for Christmas. He'll be back so we can spend New Year's together. But I was wondering why he's gone away. You know, he's called me and said, you know, he missed me and all that stuff. But I feel like maybe, I don't know, maybe it's me that's a little distant, or is he just been really, really busy while he's been gone? What are you getting from that?
Well, let me see what he's been doing. Hold on just a moment. Let's see. All right, let's see. Oh, it definitely looks like he's been having a nice time. And he's surrounded by tons and tons of people.
Yeah.
Lots of...
He kind of surprised them coming up there. He just wanted to surprise everyone.
And it also looks like he hadn't felt really great, too, the whole time. He hasn't been really feeling very well. His temperance is nice. His temperance is nice, but there's tons of people. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it looks like he's, you know, on vacation visiting people. And so, you know, when he gets back, let's see. When he gets back, it looks like
he's back Sunday.
It looks like he's supposed to be back. The chariot shows up in a few days. Okay, so that's him back. And it says when he's back, everything's good.
Okay, but there's no one over there back home I have to worry about. Is there? I know I have an issue with trust. And so far he's been honest, and he's been, for the most part, he's been a good boyfriend. Things have been been great. But I was wondering, maybe I felt a little bit of distance since he's been gone for a few days.
He just looks like he's been busy. I'm not seeing anything to really make you feel threatened, okay? I'm really not. It just looks like he's been busy visiting family and other people. So it's really hard for him to probably just sit back and talk on the phone the whole time he's gone. Or just, you know, as much as he would when he's here or see, you know what I mean? So I'm really not saying that there's anything for you to worry about.
Okay. And thank you. In the past, months ago, you gave me some really good advice, and, you know, and it helped a lot, and it's pretty much saved my relationship.
Good.
So I just want to say thank you for that.
Like I said, remember the first time we spoke, we had some good predictions, except what really matters is how we foster this. And so we've got, you know, we foster it along. And remember, our goal is to make relationships work, not to make them fail. So you're going to be okay. You've just really got to, you know, get to a place where whatever it is that's got you feeling like this, we've got to figure out how to exercise that off you, okay?
Yeah. Okay, right. So thank you so much. Lizzie.
All right, dear. Hang in there. Thanks for listening again.
Okay. Always, definitely. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Was there any more questions in the room?
There was something that, see, as the people talk, all these people talking inconsiderately in the chat room, the other text disappears. It was something about reading cats or something. Can you read cats?
Can we read cats?
I don't know. It kind of went off the screen. I didn't really see it.
While
looking through it, it says something, someone give me some abuse for being a procrastinator, for not doing the website for 2 years, allegedly.
Hey, you know it's true, and they do too.
What?
They know. They know it's true. They know it's true.
Well, at this rate, it's going to be another 2 years before it's finally ready. It'll be like a vintage website.
You're so silly. Okay, now.
Somebody said cats can't read, so you have to read for them. It's funny.
My cat reads. You know, I noticed that, and see, I want everybody to try this out. See if you know, when your cat's walking by, if you have a good cat, a cat that actually just responds to its name, like my cat Sugar Wilson, I'll say, Sugar, Sugies, and her tail will go up and she'll fan it to the side. It'll like at the top, she'll go, floop, and she'll put it back down. So whenever I say her name, she salutes me with her tail.
You ever like tried saying sugar, 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 and then she'll be like doing some crazy.
Where it's just swinging around and around?
Yeah. Maybe she'll take off.
Sometimes I do that to you while you're sleeping. I'll say, Bill, 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 Bill. And then you'll,
Not wake up. Yeah, somebody wants to know what would. Oh, somebody wants, this is interesting, somebody wants to know about the cat's previous life, or their lives. Now, was it a previous life, or what their lives were like before you had them in your life?
Their lives were like before
that. Is that in this life, or in a previous life?
The only thing about that actually looks like that's something that would be a ton of fun. The only thing about that is, where's the proof?
Well, that's it. I could say that about any of your readings. Because we trust you.
Well, no, you know what? We're going to take a break real quickly.
Well, we sort this out.
Beep! No, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we have some callers. We have a caller at 267, and we also have a caller at 516, and we're going to take those calls. And this is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and we will be right back.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth. Broken Earth. Broken Earth. Broken Earth. Broken Earth. Broken Earth. Broken
Earth. You can't survive and just crab apples. Get by with a sack.
Welcome back to the Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Nunu and Bill's around here someplace.
I've just got back. Sorry. I was doing some stuff in the sound studio.
You know, I am upset.
What have I done?
Well, I mean, you've done lots of things that I need to talk to you about, but right now I'm upset because there's a song that I want. And I was looking and searching for a certain version of it. And I can't find it. And I ended up just blowing all this money downloading stuff, and it wasn't the right thing. And I'm just disappointed. Just very disappointed.
You send me the details a bit later, and I'll look for you. Maybe.
Well, I know you will. I know that's what you'll do.
You're damn right I will.
Okay, let's take a call. We're going to take the call at 267-267. This is Broken Earth. It's Nunu and Bill. How can we help you?
Hi, thanks. My name's Crystal.
Hiya.
Hi. My question is, I was seeing somebody for quite some time, and we had split. Now we're going to be seeing each other tonight for the first time in a while, and I'm wondering where you see things going with us as far as conversation-wise, because we have a communication issue. It's very hard to talk to somebody.
Interesting. If you had to say in your own, just like with your own intuition or just with your what you know for fact, what is it that makes him so hard to talk to?
He speaks more with his eyes and things like that. He cannot really have emotion for some reason, show emotion so much. He is a Virgo as well.
What does he go by? What do you call him?
By his name?
Yeah.
Jerome.
Jerome, okay. Hold on just a moment here. Let's see. Huh. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. He really does like you. He really does like you a great deal. One of the things that I'm kind of concerned about, though, is okay. I'm just going to put it out there, okay, dear?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of physical attraction here. And I'm not going to say, I just can't say that this is all he sees, but that's all I see him seeing right now.
Okay. I mean, because we do connect very well as far as...
In what way, dear?
Intellectual way. Like, he intrigues me by, like, certain things. Like, my strengths are his weaknesses, and my weaknesses are his strengths. So as far as, like, learning a great deal from him as far as, even if it's like, you know, I know astrology and he knows astronomy and so he knows more in space, things like that. We do have, you know, connections as far as those type of conversations, and our minds think alike. But I guess my issue with him is always there was like an ex-girlfriend, and that's where she never goes away.
Well, okay, this is something that I'm going to tell you, and I don't want to sound tough, Crystal. I'm just not a tough person, but you have got to be honest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you said first that you have communication issues, and he speaks with his eyes, and he's not talking, and then you said that you guys have a great connection, and it's not true.
But well, we used to. It lately hasn't been. Like, I guess, you know, I mean, it's been 2
right.
years.
So okay.
The last 6 months it has not been.
Right. And you guys have basically are growing off in different directions. But I'm going to tell you something. I do see that there's a huge physical attraction. And this, if we can flip this character that he sees you as in the right direction, this can get you guys connected more intellectually. But the problem is I'm still missing my love card. So this is the deal. I'm going to leave you with that, because tonight I actually do see tonight going okay. I actually do also think that tonight may go really, really well in some other aspects. Okay, but we got to get you guys in the right direction, because he is a character and you're a character, and you guys look like you're really going off in different places. But I don't want you to walk away from your reading feeling negative, because this is not what a reading is for. A reading is for truth. But I do really see that what may be holding him back right now is his attraction to you physically. And we need to get his head straight, and we need to get your head straight, so that and then kind of look in. And I do understand what you mean by the ex-girlfriend, though, because there's a lot of stuff here where he's holding back, or he's holding out, like he's holding out, thinking that something's going to happen with her, but he's still really drawn to you. But in my opinion as a healer, I really think you need to make this relationship karmic for yourself, which means it's something for the experience. Love the experience. Do it as much as you can. Do it as much as you want to, but just let it be that, okay? But like I said, this doesn't have to be a bad thing. This doesn't have to be a bad thing, but I just can't see him really trying to connect to your core as far as you know, who you are to create a life with. But that's okay. That's all right, because we can't marry everybody, right? We can't be with everybody. So,
right.
But anyway, thank you for listening. And you know, like our page, and we can talk about this deeper, so that it's really, really all about you, and it's something that's going to make you feel like you're really getting something and not just a taste. Okay, dear?
Absolutely.
And
thank you so
I wish
much.
You the best, and good luck tonight. Good luck tonight. And we're on every Tuesday. We're on every Tuesday, but we just came on differently because of Christmas yesterday. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you again.
Thank
right,
you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, we couldn't do it yesterday because I had too much to eat.
You were a little piggy.
Looking for truffles. I want people to remember. But if this is the first time they're hearing it, they won't be able to. But you can, if you need any physical healing, if you drop me an email, I'll see if I can help you on the road to recovery, because I can do distance healing. If you drop me an email at Bill Doyle, that's Doyle, at live.com, I'll see if there's anything I can do.
Now, what were you going to say?
That is all.
Oh.
Go on. Sniffling again.
Oh, is the deaf person left about the cat?
Yeah, well, I did say, you know, sorry, we didn't mean to disappoint her, you know. But we, like I said, we had a lot of readings to do. We're not going to rule it out. You know, it'll be something really interesting to do, but
Perhaps
now it isn't in the right time and the right place
to experiment with cat readings when there's people who need people readings.
Yeah, I think it'll be, you know, that's something I'd look forward to as well at some point.
That really would be fun, to be honest. Now, let's get this caller at 516. 516, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you today?
Yeah, hi, Nunu and Bill. How are you?
Hello.
Great.
Good night.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. My name is Lisa. I have a question about my daughter and how I can best help her, actually how my husband and I can help her with what happens, what's coming up for her after graduation from high school. She has another year left to go, year and a half. I don't know what other details you need, but...
What's her name?
Anna, A-N-N-A.
Okay. All right. So you guys are wanting Anna to start taking the future seriously.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Yeah. And I need you to come here, and I need you to tell my daughter that she's got great hair and she needs to quit hacking at it.
You're saying I should tell her that?
Yes.
Okay, you've got great hair. Quit hacking at it.
I'm serious. This girl has the most beautiful hair. And she came home. She came home yesterday from her dad's house, and bless that girl's heart, she looked like a tack head. She cut all her hair. She just whacked it off because she wanted to look like some cartoon character. And I was like, girl, you know what?
Tasmanian devil.
She looks like a tack head. She looks like the top of one of those square, those rectangular, but with the round top, but they're rectangular shaped tacks.
So
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Your empathy, I believe.
My empathy. Well, yeah, that's true too.
I think you know, but let's look at your baby girl and see what's going on with Miss Anna. Okay, delay. You know what? Let me tell you something.
What?
She's a young girl. But even in her young age, she is a tad bit of a late bloomer, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She actually looks like she has an idea. She has a head for what she wants. I'm also seeing her being somebody that is very, very stubborn in her own little way. But I'm going to tell you, she does show up as the Knight of Swords and the Queen of Cups by the time high school is out. And the Knight of Swords is a student. Sometimes it's somebody in the military, but I don't think she's going to be a military person because her other lair is the Queen of Cups, which means she may be studying psychology or something that has to do with secret keeping, where she would know things about people that other people wouldn't know. So she actually does look like she's going to start taking some things seriously, but I believe that right now she just doesn't think she has to. And if I look at this as far as a timing, It does actually look like you guys are going to sit down and have a good head-to-head with her. I know you may be thinking about doing this moment, but it actually looks like it may not be until around June or July. And then she starts talking about some things. But, you know, one of the things, if I read this spread backwards, it's telling you to look at her heart, look at what makes her flow, look at what she actually seems to have a discipline for, and rest on your laurels. You'll see there's going to be a little bit more drama, but she'll actually have her head straight. It's just taking a minute for her to get there.
Well, just as far as, I mean, is there any potential for college, scholarship, anything like that?
Let me see. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Let's see.
Just as a side note, she was adopted at age 5.
Okay.
So there's a lot of baggage.
Yeah, I imagine. That's an understatement, just like
it's
you said.
It's a lot of disconnect, a lot of fantasy world, a lot of mixed maturity, and, you know, this is a very high-pressure year. She's in 11th grade, and everybody is saying, this is it, you got to get going, you know, SATs. And all that, and next year college, you know, planning and all of this, and it's just, I don't know what to do. I don't know what our position should be at this point with her, you know?
Well, I'm thinking, and from what I can tell, just, you know, it's really, where I'm kind of torn right now is between sounding like I'm just trying to put a bow on this, And letting you really understand how seriously I am looking at this.
Yeah.
I understand that her head is not in the game. And if you are to sit down with her today or any time before a certain point, you're just talking to yourself.
Right.
You know, she's not listening. I mean, she's just not. She's probably just, you know, just so distracted that she's, you know, she just would faint away. You know what I mean? I just see her just like, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But there is a point, though, where she does it just starts clicking. Now, even if psychology is not really the direction she's headed, even if whatever her cups are, her secret keeping or however you want to look at this, or whatever it is that she is favored for, that sort of thing, even if that's not quite what it is, I do see her trying to go to school or wanting to. I mean, she just seems like what I'm looking at here is that when it's time to be serious about it, she's going to be acting like, okay, it's the 13th grade, that's what I'm doing. However, when you ask the question if there's going to be scholarships, you are being told to watch. You have two cards saying watch, just look out, just watch. And it does look like you should be able to get her something And my chariot is right side up, so it's probably going to be local. Okay, it's probably going to be something that's local. My Ten of Cups is right side up, which looks like she still may be home. My Three of Coins, which represents financial success. I mean, it does look like you should be able to get something for her. It does. Mm-hmm. But then my Justice card is upside down, so she could be looking at something that has to do with, as much as she doesn't seem like she's actually going to do this, mm-hmm. but with justice here, it could be criminal justice. Mm-hmm. It could be that she is interested in working with other kids, mm-hmm. You know, but I do see her doing something. I do actually see her shocking you, but her next cycle is actually called the Ace of Coins, and the Ace of Coins is about in health spread. This is it's your brain. So this is about the mind. Like, you know, she's finally going to get her head straight, basically, but it's mm-hmm. just going to snap in place. So every day really does count, but talking to her now, it just, you know, she probably would just be talking about whatever it is that she looks at on the internet and what cartoon she likes, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just everything just seems like it goes by the wayside.
Just real quick, I mean, I know you probably maybe have another caller, but do you see that it would be the right thing for her not to be living here next year? She wants to be, she's worked at a horse camp in Vermont last summer, and she wants to basically spend her senior year there next year. And we're just like, we don't know what to do about that, as to whether we should allow her to go. She's been invited to go. She'd be working there. She'd be going to a different high school. Is that a good idea?
Let her go.
And this woman who owns this camp has connections at a university nearby. I had actually approached her about possible, you know, is she able to maybe see about a scholarship for our daughter, and she said she would check into it to see anything possibly turning up with that connection.
I you know what? I actually believe it, and I'm going to tell you
really?
Why. Her key characters. Her key characters are the Knight of Swords and the Queen of Cups.
Right.
Okay. We got to figure out what those characters mean to her. And if it's because she's just favoring horses, because on my card that person is on a horse, you know.
Yeah.
If it's
yeah.
because whatever it is that makes her heart flow, we've got to really, really, really hone in on that about her, because this is how you're going to get into her head. And if that's what it takes, because remember, it looks like in the summertime, everything's clicking in place. And this has got to, I mean, there's got to be a bridge. And so I would let her go. I know that you're going, I just don't know. But, I mean, you just got to let her do it. I mean, and I'm saying this because her being away is going to give her some semblance of accountability. I'm not talking about responsibility. I'm talking about accountability.
Right.
And so with her being accountable to someone that's not you, listening to somebody who's not you, having to believe the words of somebody who's not you, this is going to get her where she needs to be. I would do it. I really would.
Yeah, the only thing that's confusing is, like, the senior year is supposed to be the year where parents go with the kid to look at colleges. But she's just got such a brick wall up, and stubborn is an understatement for her. She's beyond stubborn.
You know what? Just try not to look at everybody else's picture for a little while and focus on her. Because remember, if we try to paint the picture of Susie's kids on your child, it's going to look like a very different thing, because your child is squirming. You know, she's not trying to be that. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
I actually like it. I actually think that I'm actually a little jealous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that she's really going to show you who she is with you honing her skills and letting her because this is kind of like the way like kids that go off to what's that place where they go. Job Corps. This is kind of like a Job Corps, but it's not. You know what I mean? So I would try it out. But thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lisa, for calling. And let us know how things are going. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you too, and thank you for listening.
Take care. Bye bye.
Okay.
Bye bye. All right. now. We got so many people in line. Let's take another call and real quickly, because we got so many people and I really want to try to talk to as many people as we possibly can. Here we go. Hey, it's Nunu and Bill at Broken Earth. And we're talking to 786. How can we help you?
Hi, Nunu and Bill. How are you?
Hello. Good.
My name is Jolie. And basically, I wanted to know, I feel, but please correct me if I'm wrong, that the guy that I've been seeing is my twin flame. And it's difficult, like a twin flame relationship is, and I wanted to know what you saw for our future.
Okay, what's his name, or what does he go by?
He goes by Charles.
He goes by Charles, okay.
Yes.
What I want to do, Jolie, is I want to look at just the next few months with you guys, and I also want to see how you guys look right now, just how our guides say that you guys look right now, just a little comparing. And then we'll
okay.
see what sort of things that you guys are going to be going through over the next few months, or just if there's any change at all, to be honest.
Right.
Okay? But if you would just hold on just a moment and let's see what's going on with Jolie and Charles. Let's see. All right, let's see. Let me see. But the sun is out. And then, So you said that you guys have been having some issues.
Yeah.
Your issues look like they are all centered around, I want you to tell me how you feel about this statement. It looks like your issues are really centered around your ideas. Does that make sense? Or does that just sound too vague?
Yeah. No, it kind of does. It kind of does. You're correct. You're correct.
Okay. So, and not only that, but it also looks like you go through, issues with, it's like, let me show you, I call this issues with speed, and what I mean by that is you can go days talking constantly, seeing each other, it's just like, you're just together, and then you'll go through a time period where it's just like almost nothing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're going through this.
You were on point.
Okay. So, and I actually think that it's very good that we've chosen to only go over the next couple of months, because there's a point here where I'm seeing you, believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
burnt out. When you're burnt out, it says that you go back into a circle. And on the other side of the circle, basically, it just really looks like you've got to come to a place where, and I hope this makes sense without it sounding too general, but you've got to actually take your own ideas and start working on the things that you want in your life more than Charles. And when you do this, Charles actually meets you halfway.
Right.
And I think that this may be the way that you can get this really going somewhere, so that you're not feeling like you guys are just jogging in place or running around the same track, or you know what I mean? So,
yeah, I have pulled my energy way back with him because he gets me to a point where I get very frustrated with him because of that same thing that you say, that sometimes we'll be together, and then he'll just, like, disappear practically off the face of this earth. So,
right.
I for my sanity, so that I'm not forced to kill him, you know, I pull myself back and my energy back, and I don't call him, and I don't text him, and I don't, you know, see about him. You know, I let him be the one to come to me when he's ready to text or when he's ready
right.
to talk and stuff like that. But I don't do, I've gotten to the point where it's almost like I'm living my life, and if you decide that today you feel like talking to me, that's great. Otherwise than that, then guess what? I'm going to continue to live my life because I cannot continue to be in this circle because, yes, I'm burnt out.
Right, right. So like I said, though, what we want you to do is we want you just to start focusing on the things that you want more than Charles so that you're actually working on things, you're working on, you know, your projects, your tasks. And when you do this, he's going to come around and he's going to be interested in your projects and your interests too. You see what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, Jolie. Thank you so much. And,
thank you.
Remember to like us on Facebook and keep in touch. Okay, dear?
I will do.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I think people need to like us in general, not just on Facebook.
And like us in general.
You better okay. like us.
We're likable people, I promise. We're not that bad.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to have to talk about some other things later because we're running short on time. We got about 20 minutes left, and we have about 1,000 people in the queue.
Yeah, I've got some other things. I'll have to cover them at some other time.
Yeah, and there's somebody that was wanting to ask me a question. She said, I would like to know about my love life. Do you see that me and my ex will reunite or someone new coming in? Well, we know somebody new is going to come in eventually. However, that's not really the answer to your question, is it? What is your ex's name?
Just so you know, she's waiting for an answer from the chat room, just in case you wonder why we've gone
silent. His name is John. Hold on just a moment. I see that, you know, it's interesting because I keep seeing John peeking in and leaving and peeking in and going. And just so I don't sound acquiescent or whatever, I think that we got to let John go. I'm seeing that we need to let John go. I mean, he trusts you. He cares about you, but he keeps going. And I actually do see that there's somebody that is in your aura, and is like he hasn't opened up the new door yet completely. You're still kind of like standing in the waiting room, you know, just kind of talking, et cetera. But that I actually feel like that's going on now. So just let your heart just sort of relax and be open just to heat and to light, as opposed to, she said there is someone around, but she doesn't like him. Well, then don't talk to him though. You don't want to talk to your creepy uncle, you know. Let someone else new in. But still, you know, just leave yourself open. Leave yourself open. Just leave yourself open, dear. She's saying that she misses John, and she said he doesn't miss and love her. And that's why it's important for you to, you know, open your palm up and let him hang there, because you just, you know, it's what you got to do. But let yourself be open to someone else. Okay, sweetie. Now, I'm going to take another caller. I've got a caller at 7:04. And then we're going to take another break. I don't think we're going to be able to get all these people that we've got in the queue. But let's take 7:04 real quickly. Hi, it's Broken Earth. It's Nunu and Bill. How can we help you?
Hello, I'm Jeff. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You too.
I had a question about also relationships. I'm hoping that next year will be the year that I finally find someone that I can be in kind of a stable relationship, because I haven't been able to find that recently. I feel like I've been on kind of like a permanent dating game.
Right.
Where I've talked to a lot of nice people, and but I'm really at kind of at the point where I really want to meet the one person. So I want to know if that's going to happen in the next year.
Okay. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Let me do this. Let me do something a little bit different. Okay. Okay. You know what? This is actually pretty awesome. We got to do something though. We got to change something, and we need to. I got to tell you something real quickly. Whenever I talk to people about cycles, I'm talking about the time between July of one year and July of the next. That's roughly like universal cycles, summer to summer. There's always something that happens at that point that triggers something that's going on for a bit. Now, you've got a latent cycle headed towards you, and it's actually a cycle of commitment, a cycle of full sharing. But the thing is, you're in a stagnant place right now, and if we flip our stagnant card right side up, this represents extreme changes. So you have got to leave the place that you're finding people, because it says our guides are saying that for some reason you're not the momentum's not right. There's issues here that can't be fixed. There's a lot of people that are just on the fence, and we got to get some things balanced out for you. So it looks like you've got to change the way that you're meeting people. And when you can change the way that you're meeting people, we do see you meeting someone, and it looks like she shows up as someone who's a healer or a teacher. Like she may be a nurse, or she may be. Well, no, actually, it looks like she works with kids. She this person works with young people. Okay, so it's basically, and it also looks like this person has distance, has a little bit of distance, or may not be local, but I'm not saying far away, but just may not be in your town. Okay, so how have you been meeting people?
Just online, basically.
Okay, and I was actually going to ask you that, but I didn't want to, put you on the spot like that and make you feel like it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with meeting people online. There's just not. But it looks like we've got to take you out of the box, and mm-hmm. we've got to put you on the mountainside, and that's how you're going to have your new start. So we've got to get you meeting people in a way that's probably a little bit more traditional, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm not exactly sure why the online thing is not working for you, because it works for lots and lots and lots of people. However, it's for some reason it just doesn't seem to be clicking. It's not really clicking. And like you said, you're meeting lots of great people, but when you actually meet them, the chemistry is just, it's flat. It's flat.
Right.
So you may need to, smell somebody and have some hormones and some pheromones going, you know, just that simply put. Okay.
Okay.
All right, dear. Thank you for listening. And remember to like us on Facebook and keep in touch, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, dear. Hang in there. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You know, sometimes it's, online, I said meeting people online isn't always bad. You know, it can be good. But I think, like I said, there's no physical interaction sometimes, which is very important. I think one of the better ways to do that is find some groups that have the same interests as you, like a meditation group or photography or something in your local area where you can go down and meet with new groups of people on a physical basis, and bam.
And then bam, there you go. One of the things that we want to remind people about is, you know, we do have the Broken Earth Facebook page. Once we get 250 likes, we are going to do a drawing for a free 30-minute reading. If anybody is a regular of ours, somebody who's one of our regular private clients, we are offering a 50% off all this week, for our customer appreciation, 50% off 30 and 60-minute readings. And if you are a new person, we do have a special setup where you can get a two-question reading for a really, really, really low fee. And hopefully that's something that'll, you know, give some people a few answers, especially if you're just not, if you've never had a reading or if you're just not quite sure that you want to get an hour or 30 minutes. You know what I mean? But time does tick by real quickly in those readings. It really, really does. We're going to take one more call, and because we need to close the show out properly. But we're talking to a somebody who's calling in from Skype. Hi, this is Nunu and Bill. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I guess a basic reading, like anything coming up for the new year.
Okay, do you have a real question, dear? Because we don't really have time for long readings right now. This is just a sample
read.
You want to see about meeting somebody new?
Yes.
Okay, all right, no problem at all. Hold on just a moment. And also, real quickly, what's your name?
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria, okay, all right.
Yep.
Rose Maria. Meeting new people. Okay. All right. Yeah, there actually is a new person coming in the picture. Hold on just a moment. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I've got to really just kind of, I've got to ask you something because it seems like you keep doing, there's something that you keep repeating. Do you keep meeting the same type of person? Is this something that's been going on for a while?
Same type of people?
Or like where they're, like the same, like with similar qualities or something that just keeps, it's like you meet the person and everything seems to start out okay and then everything just starts to fall apart. It's just like, there's something repetitive. There's something repetitive that I see that keeps happening. And it's like, I mean, cause like I said, I do see you meeting someone, but our guides are saying it's another one that was just like the other one, you know, and you're back looking again. And that's not what we want. We don't want that to happen for you. We want you to actually be able to establish your soul connection and all that good stuff. So, but there's something that keeps repeating and you keep getting the same results. So we've got to work on that, sweetheart. We got to work on that. But to answer your question, yeah, I do see you meeting somebody, and I actually see you meeting somebody in about 2 weeks. So we'll see how that works, and, you know, let us know. Let us know, okay?
All right. Cool.
Okay, dear. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck,
Thanks.
Rosemary. Okay, love. Bye-bye. You there?
Certainly am. Just sniffling away in the corner.
I know. You are. We got to get you better.
I know. And people will be like, well, you're a healer. Heal yourself. Well, I'm afraid it doesn't work that way all the time. I mean, I can only do a certain amount, meditation, Tai Chi, sort that out for myself. But, you know, sometimes you don't even want to do that when you're ill. You know, it seems like such an effort and your mind's not in the right place. But something I've found is I can't really heal myself as I can heal others. But, you know, I was thinking, you know, for an upcoming show, I think an interesting subject would be, sorry, I'm starting to lose my voice. would be anomalies on other planets. Sorry.
All right.
Anomalies on other planets, the stuff I want to talk about with Mars, the moon, the stuff on Mercury as well. Anomalies. My voice is going.
Maybe we shouldn't have you tortured.
Tortured.
It sounds like you're being tortured.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that would be a good idea. If anybody wants to feel like they need a bit of relaxation, a bit of need to de-stress, you can listen to, if you put in Bill Doyle relaxation or meditative relaxation into YouTube. It's on the Psychic Nunu channel. You'll be able to find a relaxation there. It's about 15 minutes long, and I'm sure that'll help you de-stress. I mean, I'm the one who made it, and I listen to it, and it helps me feel relaxed. So surely it's going to help you, too.
It sends me to sleep. Yeah,
The sound of my own voice sends me to sleep, and it's not because I'm boring. It's because of the technique.
Sometimes you just put me to sleep anyway.
Yeah, well, you know.
What?
I you know what I remembered the other day? Oh, no, it's Miss Sister saw a UFO. I haven't seen it yet. It was a few weeks ago, so I need to get the full story about it. But she saw it in the early hours of the morning a few weeks ago, and she saw what was quite a bright star in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And it was moving erratically, and it was dropping down these little balls or something out of the bottom of it. Like it was a UFO dropping some sort of probe or something, but I should be seeing her in a few days so I can get the full story and come back to you then. My voice is going.
Well, what you need to do is you need to go up into the cabinet above the washer and you need to get some acrylic acetum out and you need to take some of that.
What kind of semen?
The acrylic acetum.
Oh, right, okay.
And take some of that and just, drink. Just drink tea, because I know you probably don't want to drink that other stuff that's in there. But, you need to do that so that you're not getting sick and you can go to work. Because you have a habit You have a habit of getting sick during Christmas vacation and then...
Well, it's whenever I'm off. I think it's because I work so hard, that as soon as I get time to relax, my body unwinds. Somebody in the chat room there said they saw a bunch of stars that were blinking on and off and was not moving. In one of my other shows, last week or the week before, I was talking, I came briefly on to the fact that sometimes you see in the sky the stars that seem to change from red, blue, and green. As far as I know, they're not stars. Stars shouldn't do that. And in fact, in next month, I should be getting myself a telescope. Buy myself a telescope, so when next time I see one of those ones that changes color, but mm-hmm. is stationary, I should be able to zoom into it and take some pictures and find out what it is.
Yeah, that'll be a good idea. Very, very, very good idea. Next week's show, and remember our normal time is Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. UK. Our normal time is, that's our normal time, and our normal day is Tuesdays. Our show is going to be pretty much, we're going to try to catch up with some of the things that we left behind. I'm going to have a storyteller on. Hopefully, we'll have a storyteller. Hopefully, Bill's voice will be better so he can tell us one of his wonderful stories, too. And, of course, we're going to be talking about predictions and readings and stuff like that, like we always do. But we didn't get to any of the 2013 predictions. We didn't do that last week either.
I know, we've just got so much to talk about that, we can't fit it all in. I mean, the stuff I need to talk about. That's a good thing. It's better than all sat here in an awkward silence going, so the weather's all right today.
It's true. It's definitely true. It's definitely true. But, yeah, we want to thank everybody for listening. Remember to like us. To like us on Facebook. And also, if anybody wants... we do have the little pictures that flash by. We put ads in there for people. If anybody wants to get in touch with us about doing an ad, they're very, 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 very cheap.
Remember to drop me an email if there's anything you want to talk to me about, any experiences that you don't want to call in for, but you'd like me to read out on the show, then do that. Or if you need any physical healing, I can see what I can do to sort that out for you. That email address is BillDoyle, D-O-Y-L-E, @live.com.
And hopefully, you probably need to calm some of your healing stuff down. You're always plugged into me. You're always plugged into your dad. You're always plugged into some people. So you probably need to reel it in and just let yourself get better because it's basically deteriorated today.
I'm not much. I want to help people out that much, so it drains myself, but... I should deal with that a bit better. But,
yeah.
Oh, do you think we're going to close out with the Desiderata? Do you reckon, or did you have something else in mind? Desiderata?
What?
Poem?
Who?
Oh, you got something else in mind?
Well, I was... I'm just kidding. I'm not going to play that. It's too late anyway. Bill was trying to do A Night Before Christmas, and he sounded like a monster.
Yeah, I sounded... And it was like the scariest version of A Night Before Christmas,
Christmas ever. You sounded like a big monster.
It sounded worse than I do now. It was A Night Before Christmas.
It was actually kind of kitschy. Well, anyway, right. Thanks again. Thanks. And also, oh, I do have to mention our advertiser, Power of You Practical Magic, gmail.com. There you go.
And hopefully I'm going to have maybe the website up and running next Tuesday, although it will be quite minimal, but there will be some information on there, and I'll make sure I update it just to get us started off.
And stop talking.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And
bye-bye.
Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week, and we'll see you guys next Tuesday. Bye.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirits. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.